It's time to start sorting out fact from fiction. That's what I do here. You're welcome. Good to have you here. Steve Gruber on the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the investigation into the crash of Kobe Bryant's private helicopter continues. It seems the focus is on the weather conditions that were below minimal acceptable standards for flight. Number two, a U.S. military plane down in Afghanistan and the Taliban claims responsibility. But was it actually shot down or did it suffer mechanical failure? The investigation there continues. And number one, the impeachment trial continued on inside the U.S. Senate with the president's legal team dismantling the arguments put forth by House managers. But the big story continues to be the developing rumors and leaks concerning what John Bolton may or may not have written. These, of course, coming from anonymous sources, because that's all we have today, anonymous sources. You don't have actual sourcing anymore. You have anonymous sources, and the New York Times going out there and saying, this is what we know, based on people that won't tell us their name. John Bolton said something like this about something like this. The problem is, a lot of these, as you well know, have turned out to be flat-out false. Flat-out false. And so I'm going to share some of the things that have been said and some of the pushback coming already. The big bombshell, if you will. The book contains an account of Donald Trump telling John Bolton in August of last year that he wanted to continue freezing $391 million in security assistance to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations of political rivals. That, again, coming from the New York Times. It was published Sunday. The matter is at the heart of the articles of impeachment against the president. The president says it's flat out not true, tweeting that that's flat out not true. But here's something else that's come up. The former national security advisor says Attorney General Bill Barr was concerned about President Trump's conversations with autocratic leaders in two countries. Mr. Bolton's accounts say that he was too chummy, I'll say, with President Erdogan of Turkey and President Xi of China. And underscores the fact that the unease about Mr. Trump's seeming embrace of authoritarian leaders, long expressed by some experts and by his critics, also existed among some of the senior cabinet officers, that is. Now, none of this, as I've pointed out, is confirmed to have been written. Certainly none of this is confirmed to have ever occurred. Mr. Bolton recounted his discussion with Mr. Barr. This is from MSN, by the way. In a draft of an unpublished manuscript. That manuscript was sent to the White House for review in December. Now, early on Tuesday, that being today, the Justice Department spokeswoman, Carrie Kupek, posted a statement on Twitter disputing aspects, in fact, pretty much all of Mr. Bolton's account. Not aspects, all of it. There was no discussion of personal favors or undue influence on investigations, nor did Attorney General William Barr state that the president's conversations with foreign leaders were improper. If this is truly what Mr. Bolton has written, then it seems he is attributing to Attorney General Barr his own current views, views with which Attorney General Barr does not agree. There was absolutely no coordination with the New York Times, so says Bolton, by the way, after his book jumped to the bestseller list. It was awfully convenient that these leaks come out, right? The leaks come out, and then suddenly the pre-order tab on Bolton's book goes live on Sunday. Yeah. Oh, we said all that? Yeah, the book's for sale now. You can pre-order it right here. Click right here. Meanwhile, Fred Fleets, Bolton's former chief of staff, came out ripping on John Bolton. It was crushing to read weekend press reports, wrote Fleets, that my friend and former boss John Bolton plans to publish a tell-all book on his time as President Trump's national security advisor. The book reportedly will be published in March, and given the importance of protecting a president's confidential discussions with his senior advisors, I strongly disagree with Bolton's decision to release the book before the November presidential election and call on him to withdraw it immediately. To withdraw it immediately. Presidents, Fleets continues, must be able to candidly consult with their advisors without worrying that they will leak these discussions to the press or obtain high-dollar book contracts to publish them, or to click on the We've Gone Live pre-order button at the New York Times so you can sell books right now. A book by a former national security advisor, Fleets, goes on, ahead of a president's re-election bid may set a dangerous precedent because it could discourage future presidents from seeking the advice they need from expert advisors on sensitive national security matters. This is why executive privilege exists, to allow the president and other senior officials to keep certain communications and internal deliberations private. Private. And he also blames Bolton for the leak itself, saying you sent it to the NSC, notorious for leaking, notorious for leaking. Meanwhile, the Republicans concerned because by about Friday of this week, there will be a vote on whether or not witnesses should be brought to the Senate trial. Of course, some want to hear from Bolton now. And as I have said from day one, it's either all or none. If Bolton comes, the Bidens come. And everybody else, the whistleblower, the Bidens, everyone. But you've got weak-willed Republicans like Mitt Romney. I can't believe I ever supported that guy, by the way. How embarrassing now. How many of you are just embarrassed that you ever supported Mitt Romney at all in any fashion? Because I did that. And I'm guilty, and I'm sorry. But there was a time in 2012 when he looked like a pretty good option. Man, what a disaster he turned out to be. Now, speaking of the Bidens, I want to get to this. Bite number six. We're going to jump ahead to bite number six with Pam Bondi, the former attorney general from the state of Florida and part of the Trump defense team, laying out a series of devastating facts against the Biden family and all the corruption. Look at all the millions of dollars that float around because Joe was vice president. Bite number six, Pam Bondi, go.
Here's how Hunter Biden came to join Burisma's board in April 2014. He was brought on the board by Devin Archer, his business partner. Devin Archer was college roommates with Chris Hines, stepson of Secretary of State John Kerry. All three men, Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines, had all started an investment firm together. Public records show that April 16th, 2014, Devin Archer meets with Vice President Biden at the White House. Just 2 days later, on April 18th, 2014, is when Hunter Biden quietly joins Burisma, according to public reporting. Remember, this is just 1 month after the United Kingdom's Serious Fraud Office opened a money laundering case into Burisma. Hunter Biden joins their board.
Yeah, and let us remember Joe Biden. We'll do that after the break. I want you to be able to enjoy that with Joe Biden. So Hunter Biden joins a firm that's under investigation by the United Kingdom for money laundering and fraud of millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And then he suddenly gets a job where he's getting paid $85,000 a month plus bonuses, millions of dollars coming to Hunter Biden. And it's not just Hunter Biden. It's Joe Biden's brother. It's other members of the family, extended family. They were all getting rich from Joe Biden being vice president. More about that right after the break right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.